Macmillan Audio presents Inferno, the true story of a B-17 gunner's heroism and the bloodiest military campaign in aviation history, by Joe Pappalardo. Read by Matt Godfrey. In the space between the heavens and the corner of some foreign field, I had a dream. Pink Floyd, The Gunner's Dream. War is just one living and dying mass of confusion and delusion and stupidity and brilliance and ineptitude and hysteria and heroism anyway. General Curtis LeMay, Air Power Innovator. Sometimes there's a man. I won't say a hero, 'cause what's a hero? But sometimes there's a man. The Stranger, from The Big Lebowski, written by Joel and Ethan Cohen. Introduction. Ghost in the Memorabilia. July 12th, 2019. There are three steamer trunks in the spare bedroom of Maynard Smith Jr.'s home in Seminole, Florida. Inside the boxes are the artifacts from the lifetime of his father, a World War II veteran, B-17 gunner, and the first enlisted Army airman ever to receive the Congressional Medal of Honor. Maynard Harrison Smith Sr. lived with his son and daughter-in-law in Florida during his final years, and these trunks contain the keepsakes that he left behind when he died in 1984. No one's opened them in decades. At age 72, Smith Jr. remains a large man. These days, he is attached to an oxygen line and trails a slender green umbilical hose when he moves around the house. He's a Vietnam veteran. His father used his connections in Washington, D.C. to bump his son to the front of the 2-year Coast Guard recruitment list, saving him from being drafted into the Army. Smith Jr. ended up in combat anyway, serving as a 5-inch gunner on the 254-foot cutter Winona. Coast Guard cutters provided fire support for men on shore and escorted swift boats. Smith Jr. volunteered to ride on those small craft on several missions, one of which ended with a dash back to the ship with his finger plugging a gunny sergeant's bullet hole. The younger Smith also ran the nightly onboard poker game, and as such was flush with money. He's proud of his service, but certainly didn't want to go. I said to myself, I can't run off to Canada, not with the father I got. The father and son lived together, ran a publishing business, and shot pool at halls across the country. Over their lifetimes, they backed each other up in bar fights and attended presidential inaugurations. And they hunted and fished. I was talking with my dad one time in a field, and this pheasant came up flying along the wood line, Smith Jr. recalls. He followed it and popped it off. He said that he learned how to follow birds and stuff like that because of his training on the 50 caliber. You know, you have to lead the plane. Only a faint echo of the elder Maynard Smith can still be felt in the home, a pleasant, roomy, one-story house with a screened-in pool just outside of Tampa. There are photos of Smith Sr. and a few items on display that carry his stamp, like the model of a wooden boat in the living room bearing one of his nicknames, Snuffy. But open a steamer trunk, and Smith Jr. himself erupts from within, announcing his arrival with a flurry of yellowed newspaper clippings, faded photos, military documents, Christmas cards, and programs from various military appreciation events and reunions. His son pulls out these memories by the handful.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?